Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, more proof of the nonsense going on. Fully vaccinated ESPN host Stephen Smith says he nearly died after contracting COVID. If I wasn't vaccinated, I would have died, he said. He spent New Year's Day seriously ill in the hospital with COVID and says doctors told him he would have died if he hadn't been vaccinated. This is the nonsense that and the lies and the fraud and the propaganda being spouted by lying CDC, Fauci, and doctors, and AMA, and FDA, and Democrat politicians, and then repeated ad nauseum as if fact by the same morons who listened to them, got vaccinated, and still almost died of COVID, and then credit the COVID vaccine with saving them. That's how stupid these people are. How brainwashed. Stephen A. Smith is a Stepford wife. He shared details about a serious bout with the virus Monday after returning to the air on the network's First Take, saying, "It almost took me out." This is the kind of stupidity. It almost took me out. First of all, you don't know if it almost took you out. Second of all, you don't know if you got better because of the vaccine or you would have gotten better anyway. Number three, you don't know if you actually would have gotten it if you hadn't been vaccinated. You don't even realize the vaccine damages your immune system, makes it much more likely that you get it. And the biggest lie of all is that nobody dies and no one's hospitalized. And it's a complete lie. It's a complete lie. People die and are hospitalized every day with the COVID vaccine because of the COVID vaccine. But separate from that, people die every day of heart attack, strokes, blood clots, and a thousand other disorders caused by the COVID vaccine. The 54-year-old began the episode by revealing he feared he might die after he was hospitalized with 103-degree fever. Got it. And double pneumonia. Got it. You got vaccinated, you got 103-degree fever and double pneumonia, and you thanked the vaccine for saving your life. "I don't know if I was going to make it. They told me had I not been vaccinated, I wouldn't be here. That's how bad it was." If you believe that one, you are the dumbest person in the entire world. Dumbest person. But I'm glad you're alive. Unlike liberals, I don't want anyone to die. I don't want anyone to be sick. I don't want anyone to lose their life. He recounted having a fever every night, waking up with chills and a pool of sweat, easy to see. I get it. Headaches massive, coughing profusely, got it. Developed pneumonia in both lungs, and his bout with the illness also damaged his liver. It ravaged me to the point where even if I have monitor, my volume, get to the gym every day, walk before you run, work your way back, because I'm still not 100% in my lungs. Boy, does he speak English? Well, I can't understand what the hell any of that means. "It had ravaged me to the point where even now I have to monitor my volume, get to the gym, walk before you run, work your way back, because I'm still not 100% with my lungs, but I'm COVID negative and I'm on the road to recovery." He used his near-death experience. Get this? He was vaccinated and had a near-death experience, so he used his near-death experience to advocate for viewers to get fully vaccinated. "The vaccine, according to my doctor, saved me." Oh, my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. Amazing world we live in. What incredible propaganda and lies are told every day. And the people who believe this garbage are way too smart to believe this garbage. All right, a poll is out nearly, and this is why. This ties in. I'm sure Stephen Smith is on this crew. Nearly half of Democrats support fines and segregated camps and prison terms for those who disagree with them on COVID. The COVID narrative is collapsing all over the United States and all over the world. We're in prohibition. Nobody cares about what any of these idiots, these control freak, zealot, obsessive, nutcase, nutjob idiots think. But they won't give up. They will not throw in the towel. Responses gathered from the left in a new poll by Rasmussen and the Heartland Institute should give those on the right cause for concern. Taken last week on the day the U.S. Supreme Court rejected Joe Biden's vaccine mandate, the poll found 48% of respondents favored the forced vaccines, meaning the mandate. The number was that high because of Democrats, 78% of whom support mandatory shots. Only 22% of Republicans agreed with them. But that was only part of it. As Rasmussen noted, while many voters have become skeptical towards the federal government's response to the COVID pandemic, a majority of Democrats embraced restrictive policies, including punitive measures against those who haven't gotten the COVID vaccine. Many Democrats would even support harsher measures than the mandate, including fines for Americans who won't get the COVID vaccine and criminal punishment for vaccine critics. 55%, a majority of Democrats, support a proposal for federal or state governments to fine Americans who choose not to get a COVID vaccine. An even bigger share of Democrats, 59%, favor a government policy requiring that citizens remain confined to their homes at all times except for emergencies if they refuse to get a COVID vaccine. Just about half of Democrats, 48%, have given up on the First Amendment, meaning free speech, by thinking federal and state governments should be able to fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or in-line or online publications. 45% of Democrats like the idea of COVID camps, where government could require citizens to temporarily live in designated facilities if they refuse to get a COVID vaccine. This is all so hard to believe. It's unimaginable. It's mind-blowing. 47% of Democrats are fine with governments using digital devices to track unvaccinated people to ensure that they are quarantined or socially distant. A sizable portion of Democrats, 29%, so just about a third, would support removing children from their parents' custody if they refuse to take the COVID vaccine. Can you even imagine? Just think about this. Just think how insane this is. The pollster added, President Biden's strongest supporters are most likely to endorse the harshest punishments against those who won't get the COVID vaccine. So it's Biden's supporters. Unbelievable. The poll revealed that of those who have a very favorable opinion of Biden, can you imagine anyone having a very favorable opinion of Biden? I mean, I hate to say it, but if you have a very favorable opinion of Biden, you probably have sex with sheep. You're that freaking dumb. You're in the meadow and you're banging sheep, literally. You're that stupid. There's something wrong with you. Your mind is twisted. Your chromosomes missing. Of those who have a very favorable opinion of Biden, 51% favor the government putting the unvaccinated in designated facilities. 54% support imposing fines or prison sentences on vaccine critics. This is what we're up against. Basically, half to a majority of Democrats want to put Wayne Root in prison, want to ban my radio show, want to take away my free speech, don't want to allow me to criticize or dissent from what the government believes, even though it's clearly not working and people are dying. And everyone who's vaccinated is sick with COVID. As Stephen Smith points out, many of them sick and dying, very sick. And you wonder why the country is, remember that song, going Japanese, I really think so. We're going Japanese. Well, the country's going GOP, we really think so. People see these Nazis, and they're all becoming Republicans. The whole nation is becoming a Republican nation. In my lifetime, Republicans were never ahead. Even when they were winning elections because of the Electoral College and because of the way various states are set up and, you know, the vote in various states, battleground states. But it was never because the majority of popular public opinion, the average person would say, I'm a Republican. Never. The average person would laugh. Republicans are the party of rich. We don't like Republicans. All of a sudden, everyone's a Republican. I talked about this yesterday. Preferences have shifted from a 9-point Democrat advantage to a 5-point GOP edge. So the largest percentage of U.S. adults identified, by the way, as political independents. But the general stability for the full year average obscures the dramatic shift over the course of 2021 from a 9% Democrat advantage in the first quarter to a rare 5-point Republican edge in the fourth quarter. And party preference shifts follow changes in presidential approval. Now, this is separate from the poll that I found earlier today, and I'm not sure where it is in my gigantic list here. I've got a long list of articles to tell you about. But that poll is the congressional poll. And the congressional poll gives Republicans a 9-point advantage, which means a massive landslide is coming unless Democrats can figure out a way to fix the books, rig the books, and steal the election, which is what they did with mail-in voting, mail-in ballots, and no voter ID, and nobody watching the count in 2020. And they're dying to do it again and make it permanent. But they know if they don't commit election fraud and allow for election fraud, make it legal permanently, they have no chance to win future elections. They know that they've got the most unpopular views, the most unpopular candidate, Biden, the second most unpopular candidate, Kamala, in history. And they think the better person to replace them both is Hillary Clinton, who, until Biden and Kamala came along, was the most unpopular woman ever in political history. Just incredible. When we get back, the NBA co-owner who says nobody cares about what's happening in China. If they murder Muslims, nobody cares. As long as we make money in the NBA. You're allowed to say that? And the substitute teacher was fired for refusing to meow to a student who claims to self-identify as a cat. You think I'm joking? Stay tuned. Coming up with the truth.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of postal paperwork. org. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I mean, you gotta admit, Democrats are mentally ill nut jobs. There's no other way to describe them. They want quarantine camps, fines. They want to lock us in our homes for the rest of our lives. Lucky for us, we've got the Second Amendment and we're all armed to the teeth. You can go F yourselves. This is why I've said repeatedly we're headed for civil war. You can't live with people like this. But I've also said repeatedly I don't want a civil war. I know conservatives don't want a civil war. We want to peacefully separate. We need a separation and a divorce from these people. I want nothing further to do with any of you. You're all crazy. Do you understand the difference between this and the civil war? You know, because I know liberals think that you know, we're all white racists. We must support the Confederates and that type of thing. And you and I both know that's not true. The Confederates and the South pulled away because they wanted slavery, right? The North was fighting for the right thing. The North wanted to free the slaves. The South wanted to make people slaves. Right now, when you hear what Democrats want, they are the South. They want to make us slaves. We're not even fighting anymore over like a group of people, black or Jewish or brown or whatever. I'm Jewish, so I'm not criticizing Jews. But if somebody wanted to make Jews slaves and there was a war over it, this is they're talking about making us slaves, American citizens. They want to lock us in our house and make us prisoners for the rest of our life, unable to leave or participate in society. Because we don't want to be vaccinated. You know, force vaccinated with an emergency, for emergency use only, temporary vaccine, which has never been properly tested and has no control group. And there shows is killing tremendous amounts of people, more than any other vaccines, times five in the history of America, I'm sure. So we're on the side of the North, basically, and you guys are on the side of the South. You want to imprison me? You want to fine me? You want to keep me locked up for life? You want to quarantine me in a camp? You want to force vaccinate me? You're Nazis mixed with Confederates, mixed with East German Stasi, mixed with Russian Soviet gulag, mixed with the Chinese that are murdering Muslims. That's what you are. You are on the side of the South in the Civil War. So when the Civil War comes, just understand, we want freedom. We don't want to touch you. We don't want to do anything bad to you. We want to let you live your life. You want to be vaccinated to kill yourself? Suicide it is. But you're not going to force suicide us. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sons of Liberty, again, all my advertisers are trying to keep you healthy, trying to make you healthy, trying to keep you to live longer, healthier life. Have you heard about the latest vitamin D study? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management. But most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. You just spray it in your mouth and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com, as in G-O, SonsOfLiberty.com, WAR15 at checkout. 50% off every product forever. So speaking of the horrible left, here's a guy that reminds me again of how Democrats are the Nazis combined with the Soviet gulag, combined with Fidel Castro in Cuba, combined with Raul in Venezuela. What's his name, Raul? I can't remember his name now. Venezuela. I can't remember right now. But there's so many bad guys. Nicolas Maduro. It's just shocking. There's a tech CEO who owns, co-owner of the NBA Golden State Warriors, I can't even pronounce his name, Chamath Palihapitiya, and the NBA has problems with their relationship with China, and he says to advance humanity by solving the world's hardest problems, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, a Muslim minority group facing genocide in China. Questions about whether genocide is actually happening in an interview. Says the Communist Party is not a dictatorship. Says the U.S. is no better than the Communist Chinese people and a Communist Chinese Party, excuse me. I mean, the backlash he's facing, and he should. He says nobody cares. That is the same as saying in 1940, no one cares about the Holocaust and the concentration camps. Let the Germans kill the Jews. None of our business. We're making money with the Germans. That's what this NBA owner is saying. That's how liberals think.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The top Republican in the Senate is accusing Democrats of launching fake hysteria over voting rights.
These same colleagues have spent weeks thundering, that the Senate 60-vote threshold is an offensive tool of obstruction. But late last week, They literally wielded the 60-vote threshold themselves.
Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell condemning efforts by Democratic leaders to lift the Senate filibuster to pass sweeping bills on voting rights and election reforms. Better late than never. Free at-home COVID-19 test kits are available starting today. Residential households in the United States can order a set of four rapid antigen COVID-19 tests from USPS.com, and they start shipping out in late January. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over this great United States by USA Radio Network. We've got a very interesting guest, my buddy for, I don't know, I think about 20 years at least, Eric Mankow Muller, who is a fantastically successful talk show host in Chicago and at various times throughout the whole United States, an incredible nationally syndicated reach as well. And he's now decided to run for governor of the sad sack state of Illinois. I mean, a real Democrat state, actually a very Republican state, but dominated by Chicago, which drowns out all Republican votes, donations, and voices. And so it becomes a very deep blue Democrat state. Eric is a libertarian, I think, slash conservative. Let's find out what he thinks about it. Eric Mankow Muller, welcome to the Wade Allyn Root Show. How are you, Muller? What's going on?
Wayne, I'm great. Mankow is good, and I want to tell you, there are no Republicans here. That's a lie. I went to the Republican Party. They said, we did the test. We did the study. You'll win. You have the name recognition. Do you have a couple of $1 million? I mean, that's the feeling I got. And it's you know, it's pay to play. And we've got a billionaire here that is backing a basically Obama 2.0. Our Republican candidate is announced on MLK Day, so appropriately. I mean, so fake. But our African-American candidate here is BLM, a Marxist, Antichrist. His crime has shot up 40% where he lives since he's been in charge. He's been mayor. And the guy's a disaster. That's the Republican Illinois.
Wait, I'm a little mixed up now. Hold on. You got me confused. The mayor of Chicago is a woman, a lesbian black woman.
No. This is the mayor of another town, I think Aurora. Where this is who the Republicans are running.
The Republicans are running, so it's pro-BLM?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Pro-BLM and anti-America.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy loves high taxes. That's the Republican here. So
how stupid
look,
is
Wayne,
that?
Win or lose, I don't have his campaign. Look, our current governor, Pugsley, just put in $90 million. It was announced publicly, $90 million of his own money. This new candidate, a billionaire, has put in $250 million to begin with. So that's what I'm fighting against. But I'm getting out a traditional, common sense message, which is very uncommon here in the prison state of Illinois.
We're at the prison state, right? Every governor winds up going to prison. Would you say that you are a libertarian slash conservative? How would you describe yourself?
I would not describe myself. I'll tell you what, and with all due respect to you, and of course I introduced you to libertarian convention when you were running. I think I'm a libertarian until I meet a libertarian. I want to explain. I was on the Fox News Channel, had the highest rated segment for 7 years in the morning with Steve, Edie, and Brian. I did a couple of specials, and I had on, what was the guy's name, Gary Johnson?
Yes, Gary Johnson, yes.
And Gary said, you know, and I, look, brother, I'm trying to put him over, to use a wrestling term. He's
right.
My guy. I want
right.
him to win. And I couldn't help him look like anything other than an idiot. He basically said heroin should be available anywhere and pedophilia images, you know, hey, if we're going to have freedom, we've got to have, you know, pictures of pedophilia stuff. And so I'm a libertarian to a point.
Right. Well, you're not insulting me, Mankow. You understand that I left the Libertarian Party despite being on their presidential ticket. I couldn't take those people anymore. They're nuts. They're absolutely insane.
So,
and exactly the reasons you stated. Their whole life is free drugs for everybody, free pedophilia, free do whatever you want to do. And let's not forget they hate Israel and don't believe in giving any money to Israel. And they love the open borders. How could you be libertarian, want smaller government, lower taxes, and want an open border? The more people come over the border, the higher, the more bankrupt America is and the more taxes we have. So those people are insane, but yet it's okay to be a libertarian-leaning candidate. That's fine. That's what you and I both are. We both believe in true freedom and less government and more power to the people. I think that makes us conservative with libertarian-leaning. That's what I consider myself.
Wayne, the truth is I don't know what I am. Honest to God, I mean, I listened to JFK, you know, back in the day, and he would be a hardcore right-winger now. I know I hate these commies that are putting us in lockdowns. I know I want school choice. Our gas tax is 25 cents a gallon. The rules, the laws. I own a restaurant in Chicago, the most beautiful restaurant in Chicago, and you have to have papers to get in. I don't manage the place. I hate it. I hate that they're doing that, but, you know, you have to have your papers. I love the Holocaust survivors that the few that are left that have come out and said this is evil. We really are living in frightening times. And
how do you feel about these kids
aren't hearing about freedom. And I have millions of followers, and I'm able to get on every TV and radio show and talk about freedom, and it's very refreshing.
But I want to hear what you think about vaccines and vaccine mandates. I'm dying to hear the Mancow take on vaccines and vaccine mandates. And mask mandates, too, by the way.
I'm going to disappoint you. Okay? I'm going to disappoint you. Let me start with this, okay? I'm in Target. I'm not wearing a mask. A guy says, and I said, no, I don't know about the mandates. I like women. And, humorless. These people are all humorless. And there's a baby in the store, and you're putting the baby's life at risk. And it's insane. And these paper masks, the CDC finally said it means nothing. The masks are stupid. The mandates are stupid. Vaccinations.
Why'd you say you're disappointed?
You and I have our mutual buddies that have been vaccinated. We have friends that haven't been vaccinated. Whether or not I've been vaccinated, you know what? It's none of your business.
Right.
I'm really sick of this idea that, you know, we're going to have digital ID and I have to carry a card and you have to F that. It's none of your business what I've gotten done, Wayne. I love you. You're a brother, but I'm not going to start now. I'm sick of this president that people think they can ask me.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you think you disappoint me? You and I have the exact same views on every one of those issues. All of them. Mirror views.
I'm saying, you said, how do I feel about vaccine? You know, if you ask me if I'm vaccinated, I say it's none of your business.
Right. Agreed. Although I am unvaccinated, it's none of your business, but I am unvaccinated. I will never take it. It's a poison death jab. It's killing people. It's injuring people. It's maiming people. And the people we know who are safe so far may not be safe a month from now, 6 months from now, and a year from now. So I wouldn't be too giddy about it. It's a very dangerous vaccine, and the VAERS report shows that. But you're right. It's none of anyone's business to ever ask me or you if we're vaccinated. None of their business.
Wayne, have you had COVID?
Yeah, I actually did have COVID. Yeah, it was a 48-hour cold.
And, okay, so you had the Chinese two-step, you had the biological weapon, and did you notice how it's a different disease? It just changes and it goes through your body looking for a weakness.
Yes.
I mean, it's the oddest sickness I've ever had, and I'm sure most people listening have had some form of it by now. Everybody's going to get it. I don't care if you've been vaccinated or jabbed four times, you idiots. And by the way, I want to say this, Wayne, about the vaccine and about the jabs, okay, and the booster shots, all right? Can I say something?
Sure.
I want to encourage every Democrat listening, get your booster shot. Get every single booster shot. I'm with you.
Yes, I agree. I think it's great. Did you see today, who I announced in the first thing? Stephen A. Smith, the big mouth on ESPN, triple vaccinated, including booster, said he almost died on New Year's Day of COVID, was hospitalized, fever of 103, came close to dying, but credits the vaccine with the reason he's alive and encourages all his fans and viewers to go get the vaccine. It'll save your life. Can you believe how brainwashed these Stepford wives are? They're insane. They get sick. They almost die with the vaccine. Then they credit the vaccine. It's a religion. It's a cult. It's like Scientology. It's the religion of vaccinology. They love the vaccine. They make love to the vaccine. They orgasm to the vaccine. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Wayne, running for governor has been heartbreaking because I was in a show, a very popular show. I was on a show, and the guy said, I'm vaccinated. Are you vaccinated? And I said, it's none of your business. He said, well, if you're not vaccinated, I'm gonna ask you to leave because you're putting my life in danger.
Oh, my God.
And he said, you know how stupid that sounds? let me ask you this. Larry and Edie and Ben are buddies, okay?
Yes.
Are you shocked they got the jab?
I am, but they did, and I know a lot of other Republican friends who did. So I know Ben and Larry travel a lot, so I guess they got it just because they travel a lot. But they're taking their life into their hands. That's all I can say. I don't know what else to say.
I love these people, and I think they've shortened their lives.
Yeah.
I think that it could prevent Trump from being reelected. I don't know who's gotten to him. I will tell you that I was with his kids, the boys.
They're against the vaccine, right? I'll bet the boys are against the vaccine.
Oh, they're against the vaccine.
Right.
I also want to say that I had Dick Durbin tell me. Do you know who Dick Durbin is?
Of course, the U.S. Senator from Illinois, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, not everybody knows. But he said, look, I can't talk with Trump. I can't deal with Trump. If I need anything, I go to Ivanka and Jared. And I really think they're the red herrings from this last White House. I think so much more great could have happened had we not had. And look, she's hot. I mean, she's an attractive woman. I'm a flaming heterosexual. I get it. But I really think Jared and Ivanka or whatever the daughter, Ivana, whatever her name is,
I think
we would have gotten a lot more done. I can't believe
it's Ivanka.
Break up these, Instagram and Twitter and all of this. Boy, since I've announced they're running for governor, brother, everything I say is being censored.
Let me ask you this. How would you have handled the COVID response, Mankell Mueller?
Look, I can't go back in time. But right now, I would do nothing.
I'm with you.
I would leave people alone.
Right.
That's what I'm telling people. That's my campaign. I'm going to get out of your life. I'm not going to jump on for 2 hours a day.
Right.
Like local knucklehead.
Can I give you a part two, though?
Garbage.
Let me give you a part two. Part one is great. Do nothing. We would have been much better if we did nothing and we just considered a cold or flu and we moved
Correct.
On with life. We would have done better. But part two,
Correct.
I would say, give every person a packet of ivermectin. The government should hand out free a package of vitamins and ivermectin to everyone in America. They did that in India, and overnight it went from everybody sick and everybody dying to nobody sick and nobody dying. Hey, Mankell, hold on through the break. I want to take you on the other side. We're going to a break. You know this business. The music's
right,
on. We'll be right back. Eric Mankell Mueller, good buddy of mine, and we'll have more on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, back with you. Sponsor of this show is Hero 2020. Go to the website, Hero 2020. I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were surrounded by an angry mob. The mob forced the driver's side door open, attempting to drag the husband from the car. Can you imagine what would happen to the wife after they killed the husband? But the husband reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired. No lives were lost. Now, I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal, plus it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allen Root for a special discount. Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Use the discount code WAR. State law restrictions may apply. All right, we're back with my buddy Mancow, otherwise known, a.k.a. Eric Mancow Mueller, candidate for governor of Illinois, big-time talk show host, nationally syndicated, dominated Chicago radio for decades, and now a candidate for governor of Illinois, running as an independent. His website, mancowforgovernor.com, M-A-N-C-O-W, mancowforgovernor.com, spell out for, F-O-R, governor.com. Mancow, tell me about the current governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. How bad is this guy?
Well, he's not here. I mean, I don't have any idea. He's in Florida.
Yeah, with Ron DeSantis enjoying freedom, exactly.
And AOC, you know. Look, it's he's Wayne, we were under lockdown. Our kids have, you know, I'm not Amish. I've spent 2 years educating my kids. My kids were home for 2 years. My restaurant was closed. It really horrible. And I'm going to tell you something, Wayne, and you have a great sense of humor about all this stuff, but I had a big rally and thousands were there. Of course, if Jesse Jackass, the rear end Jesse Jackass, says anything, they film the three people from the back. They lower the camera. It looks like there's a crowd.
Right.
Nobody shows up for him anymore. Poor guy. It's like, you know, the Dalmatian, the retired Dalmatian, just here's the fire bell and runs and nobody cares. Jesse Jackass in Chicago, but I had thousands and thousands of, and I know you had some big rallies as well. In fact, you helped, remember how much you helped me with my rally?
Yes.
So Open Illinois, And we it's that night, it's an anti-Semitic rally, And I couldn't, they couldn't say why. I couldn't figure it out. I mean, you know, I got a lot of Jewish friends. I go to Israel. I've been to Israel many times. I got no problem. What are they talking about? I couldn't figure it out. Right. And I called a bunch of people. Nobody could. I don't know. And I people that were there, thousands of people. What? Why was it anti-Semitic? And finally, Amy Jacobson, a friend of mine, says, "Well, Mantel, he's Jewish." And somebody had him, and he's this is not a joke. He eats three hot fudge sundaes a day, three banana splits a day. Excuse me, I stand. I'm not kidding you. He's enormous. He's enormous. His ass is so big. He pays taxes in three states.
Who are you talking about?
Thank you. Thank you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Mancow?
Anyway,
Mancow. Who are you talking about?
Drew him as a pig. Jewish people don't eat bacon, so therefore it was an anti-Semitic rally.
But who are you talking about? Which person is this fat that they were drawing a Pritzker? Is that you talking about Pritzker?
I'm talking about our fat governor. Someone drew,
Pritzker.
We had thousands of signs.
Got
one
it.
Sign portrayed right. him as a pig because he's a right. big fat guy, a government fat cat, like
right.
the Beatles
Got
song,
it.
Look at all the piggies.
Right.
And the local, you know, communist Chinese controlled media said it was an anti-Semitic rally.
Yeah, well, Jim,
it was a rally to open the state, Wayne.
Don't
come on,
bad.
Follow they, along here, Wayne. Brother.
They do this to all of us. Are you kidding me? When I had my rally, I had three of them last year, but I had one that had 10,000 people, and that night, they showed one sign. The only sign was a guy who said, open the strip clubs. So they made it look like it's a bunch of kooks and nut, right? Kooks and nutcases who want strippers to come back in the middle of a COVID pandemic. That's the only thing we were protesting. And I had 10,000 people. It was the most incredible sight you've ever seen. Thousands and thousands of cars jamming the Vegas Strip. And the news media said that there were 900 cars. It's the biggest lie ever told. They're all liars.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to tell the truth about what guys you and you know guys like you and I generate. Hey, last question, and we got to run. How would you address the gang shootings in Chicago?
Wayne, you're not going to believe the genius idea I had. This is going to register your audience. Let the cops do their job. Stop with the race-baiting BS. Let the cops arrest people. If it's a black guy committing a crime, arrest him. I don't care what color he is. If he does the crime, lock him up. You know, all this stuff we're doing here, it's racist because, you know, we had, almost 1,000 black people killed by other black people here in Chicago.
Right.
It's racism.
Black genocide.
It needs to end. If you do the crime, you do the time. How about that, Wayne?
Yeah.
It's genius,
like it.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think you'll beat the Republican. I don't know if it's possible to beat a Democrat in Illinois, but I think you'll, as an independent, you'll run ahead of the moron Republican who's pro-BLM. That sounds like a joke.
Sellouts.
Yeah,
sellouts. It's the Globetrotters versus the Generals. It's a fixed game here, Wayne.
I know, but a guy with your kind of media reach and big mouth can sometimes rise above the game. So lots of luck to you, Mancow. I'm in your corner. Love you, baby.
Big mouth.
See you later. We're going to a break. Mancow Muller, Wayne Allyn-Root. Maybe he's the next governor of Illinois. I'll have some juice in Illinois. Can only hope. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.